Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. As-salallahu ta'ala ni wafiqana lima yuhibbu wa yarda. Wa in yanfa'na bima 'allamna wa 'allimna ma yanfa'na wa zidna 'ilman katira. Amma ba'd. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah reward you for coming to the classes of the Tajweed. InshaAllah, Allah give you the beneficial knowledge, inshaAllah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, the lessons that we've been covering were on the omission points of the letters, or the makharij al-huruf. And we are discussing the letters of the tongue. The letters of the tongue. And the letters of the tongue are four sections, or four areas, which we covered. Three of the four, we're starting with four. The back of the tongue, the middle of the tongue, the sides of the tongue, and the tip of the tongue. The tip of the tongue has 11 letters. And the tip of the tongue, using the bottom of the top front teeth, has 3 letters. The bottom of the top front incisor teeth, touching the tip of the tongue, they have 3 letters there. The dhan, the waw, and the tha. All three of them, they come from the top front teeth, touching on the tip of the tongue. You have the dha, wa, and tha. These three letters have the same maslaj, but they have different qualities, or different characteristics of the letter. So we studied the dha, and when we spoke about the dha, it was a letter that is thin letter. Dha, dha-kiri. And when we were studying the dhal, we mentioned that if we make the dhal thick, then it becomes a wall. And this is the letter we have today, inshaAllah, the letter wall. Wall is a thick letter. It's pronounced thickly from its makhraj. It's called mufakham in Arabic, or it fills the mouth with sound. And when pronouncing the thick letters, you make it with an O sound, with wani, wani. And if you have a thin letter, you make it like an A sound. Dha-kiri. Wa-dini, dha-kiri. They both have fatha on it, but with the wa, it comes out wa-dini. With the A, the dha, it comes out dha-kiri. The other characteristics of the wa. One is that it doesn't have the air flowing out. You pronounce it, and you hold it in, you don't let the air flow out. Il-wah. If you make the air flow out, it becomes if with that. So by holding the air in this makhraj and keeping it thick, then it becomes the wah. Il-wah. That's called jahr. Jahr means no air comes out. Rikhwat means you don't stop it sharply. Which is like when you say il-wah. You don't say il. Id, see how id is so strong and sharp? That's called shidda. But here the wa, it's called rikhwat. It's a soft letter. Then it has what is called isti'la, which is raising the tongue and making it thick. Wa, not that wa, called wa'ni. It has itbaq, which means putting the tongue, if this is the roof of the mouth, pushing the tongue close to the top of the mouth. Very, very close to the top edge of the mouth. Of wall. Of wall. Looking, making it more of an O sound. And an ismat, it's not of the super Arabic letters. We'll cover that inshallah in future lessons. Inshallah ta'ala. So it's very important to memorize the makhraj of the wall. Otherwise, the meaning will change. We have to guard its thickness and pronounce it always properly. Let's look at the following ayahs, inshallah. We'll see some examples of the law, and especially how to make it thick. We make the law thick and make the tongue near the roof of the mouth, especially when there is a ta after it. And these are some other, actually, these examples here. Wahara. Wahara. The ha is thin, but the wa is thick. Wa, wahara, wahara. Va-la-mu. Va-lam remains pena. Va-la-mu. Va-la-mu. Third ayah. فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَى غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَى غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا. So here you see the ya is there. يُظْهِرُ يُظْهِرُ أَوَعَظْتَ أَوَعَظْتَ. In the next part, be sure to pronounce it properly when it has a shadda. Al-Wanimun. There's a shadda on the da. Al-Wanimun. Two vowels. Al-Wanimun. Al-Wanina. Here there's a, if you look carefully, the alif, it has a long mud on it. It's a six piece. Al-Wanina. But the, here, the, pay attention to the shadda on the long. Al-Wanina. It's pronounced twice. And the noon sakin in tanween is hidden and followed by the ba. When you have a noon sakin, you hide it in the ba. Yamburun. Yamburun. You hide the noon in the ba. Man zalama. Right? Not man zalama. Man zalama. You see how I'm hiding the noon in the ba? This is called ikhfa. Put the tongue close to the va and then make the nasal sound. Man zalama. Man zalama. Quran zahira. Quran, see this? This is the, there's a tanween. Quran zalima. Zahira. Here you say Quran zahira. Quran zahira. And the last rule, the meme is pronounced clearly when it is followed by the wa. Innakum zalamtum. Zalamtum. Not zalamtum. Zalamtum. Inshallah. So this is the wa. Inshallah we have to, well, the important aspect of the wa is to make it thick. Pronounce it with a thick sound, inshallah. Any questions on the wa? MashaAllah, I'd like to see where that Dhamma is. It's not like I'm not saying that. Okay, so now we can practice the ayahs, inshallah. Would you like to start us out for that?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Zahara. Zalamu.
In the Hafs, qira'ah, the ra is thick when it has fatha. Zahara.
Zahara.
What about in Marsh? It's also thick? Oh, okay. Sometimes it's thin, I think, right?
What? Yeah, it has to be thin sometimes, like when
it's
thin. When
it's
thin there.
Oh, I see. MashaAllah. Okay, we'll stick with Hafs today, because I don't want to confuse everybody.
Zahara.
Zahara.
Zalamu. Fala yuzhiru ala ghaybihi ahada.
MashaAllah.
Awa'azta. Al-Zalimin. Al-Zannin.
Fasim, if you make the Allah mu'ma fasim, Azani,
Azanina billahi zanna shaw.
Jani, Jazakum al-Khayr.
Yanzurun.
Okay, kafa, inshallah, Jazakum al-Khayr. Now I'll reward you. Where's the shaykh for the shaykh? Sleeping, huh? Inshallah, bring, wake him up, bring him. No, that's fine.
Can you hide the noon
in the law?
Man zalana.
Yes.
Quran Zahira.
Yes.
إنكم ظلمتم إنكم ظلمتم ظهر ظلموا فلا يظهر على غيبه أحدا
أحدا
أو أبقى
وعوضة
أو أبقى
make the tap then وعوضة
أو أبقى.
Very good. Do that in another place. You want to read? No, sad.
الظالمين.
Oh, okay. Here you have to try to, if you can put your tongue out a little bit more and put your teeth on. الظالمين.
الظالمين.
Very good.
الظالمين.
Very good.
ينظرون.
No, very good.
من ظلم من ظلم قرآن ظاهرة إنكم ظلمتم إنكم ظلمتم.
That's good. You know, I know in the beginning it's something new. You're used to the zalim, but inshallah, it's easier after time.
Zahara.
ظاهرة. If you can put the tongue outside a little bit more, put the tongue front to you. ظاهرة.
ظلام.
Try not to let any air out, because it's not a letter of humps.
ظلام.
Yes, very good.
فلا يظهر على عيبه أحدا أوعظت الظالمين الظالمين.
ينظرون. If you can put the tongue out a little bit more with the teeth and give it a little bit more thick sound, old sound.
ينظرون.
Yes.
من ظلم.
You hide the noon in the bar.
من ظلم. قرآن ظاهرة.
Good. Yes.
إنكم ظلمتم.
Yes. ظلمتم.
ظلمتم.
The man. Then, la ظلمتم.
ظلمتم.
Very good. Yeah, it's getting better. Getting easier, I think, right?
Practicing.
No, it's good. It's like a muscle.
Yeah.
Tongue is like any other muscle. When you work it, it gets stronger, it gets better. It's awesome.
ظهر.
Mm-hmm.
ظلموا.
Yes.
فلا يظهر على غيبه أحد أو أرث الظالمين الظانين.
Good. Shut down the noon. الظانين
الظانين.
No, you want to elongate. الظانين. The noon. Make it twice. الظانين
الظانين ينظرون ما الظلم
من ظلم
من.
The noon is still there but it's hidden in the wall. من ظلم
من ظلم.
That's right. Jazakallah khair. Can you wake up Brother Muhammad?
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. May Allah reward all of you, inshallah. Any questions on the wall? Any questions on it? Okay. Inshallah. Glad the fitness of the wall. Inshallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.